And I have to say that my writing and reading these days is being strenuously discouraged, as well as, of course, my online access, which is to say it's sporadic is generous. Was it the day before yesterday? Yesterday, one of those recent days. You know, I had to actually go to the library, which I used to be able to upload MP3 files. And, let's don't get into it. Now I can't, they've somehow figured out, okay, never mind. Well, I got to take a leaf out of Miklos's book. He's a role model for me, for real. While I credit Wallerstein, and I quote his words near the beginning of Waking Up and discuss them on the page, Occupying Our Commons, under the heading Emmanuel's Heads Up. While I credit him for breaking the logjam of dense propaganda on economics by helping us see, as regards the economy, that it's only from the vantage of the whole that the truth may be known. Henwood and Richard Wolff and Robert Reich et al., there's a bunch of them, they feed the logjam. When Henwood says, how's that hopey-changey stuff working for you? The answer, not so well. We avoided a depression, but the job market's sick. It's mainstream now to talk about structural stagnation in the U.S. economy, but the rich are thriving, implying, you know, we should be also. But people who voted for Barack in 2008 were imagining, okay, et cetera, et cetera. He misleads multiply, misdirecting our eyes away from the world system while implying that that mega monster is moved at the behest of a U.S. president. His misdirection, which, given his right-wing connections, I suspect is not unconscious, knee-jerk regurgitation of his training. This misdirection seems to be the point of his radio show. I mean, it was an ongoing annoyance to me to hear him say to folks at the height of the financial crisis, just let go of your houses. Get into apartments. You don't need them places. That's just an encumbrance. When I know that a home means access to more than mere shelter, it offers the possibility of under-the-table self-sufficiency. There's many ways that a home can generate economic activity and contribute to survival. Not the least way being, it means access to earth, and earth means access to food, and food is as basic as it gets. Despite the fact that the power system flips it and makes the gathering and distributing of our food, that it prices it the cheapest. It's completely flipped the importance of the economic activity, the use to which our energy is devoted, and how it's rewarded in the market. It's very important that we understand power's goal, and this is an intermediate goal, because we know they got the end goal of the republic in their minds. An intermediate goal, though central to its control of us, to ensure that none of us have anything of our own. And by us, I mean we the people. Getting clear on this is basic for our task of discrimination between honest and false actors among the pundits, those who lead us true and those who are there not to.